Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today we're going to talk about the Wii Mini and some Wii U bundles that are coming out. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at NintendoTeens.com. You can visit our forums at www.NintendoTeens.com/forums. Also, visit our website at www.NintendoTeens.com, where you can read our blog and listen to our podcast. So, Nintendo announced the Wii Mini. This is very odd. I mean, not that the console itself is odd. I mean, the announcement and the time they announced it is odd, because they said that they're going to be discontinuing the Wii in Japan and Europe. It's still selling in North America for $129.99. Rounds about $130. I think I did my math right. It's going to be in the... Actually, it's been in Canada. Apparently, it's kind of popular in Canada. I think it's been in Europe. On November 17th, be ready to pick up your Wii Mini if you haven't already picked up a Wii.
So, I've just recently heard of the Wii Mini, so I have no idea what it looks like. Can you care to explain?
Okay. Obviously, you have not been going on Nintendo's website. So,
too busy playing Xbox.
Any new announcements, they put a full front page. Anyway, so, Nintendo has, like, 5 consoles out. You know, Okay, not counting the Wii.
That's discontinued now, isn't it?
No, well, it's still
it's
in
going,
U.S.
It's gonna be discontinued.
The current ones I have right now are the DS... No, 3DS, 3DS XL, 2DS, Wii U, and Wii Mini. The Wii is still out in U.S., and this is not including the DS Lite, that's probably still selling, and the DSi. Explaining about the Wii Mini. It's a lighter version of the Wii. It's apparently made out of cheaper material than the actual Wii, which might make it less durable. It's black. It's a black console with red trim around the edges. Nice design. It comes with a red Wiimote and a red nunchuck, which, that's pretty good deal. And to make it better, it comes with a free Mario Kart Wii, which I think was the most popular game on the Wii around its release time. It costs $99, just $30 less than the basic Wii. And
it's smaller than the Wii, right?
I think it's about around the same size.
Why call it the Wii Mini?
Well, it's a downgraded version. It's a watered down version of the Wii. It has all the features of the Wii. Well, most of them. It can play all the 1,300 rounded games that are on the Wii. Can't play GameCube games though. Pretty disappointing. That was one of the main reasons we had a Wii, because we had a GameCube. Decided to upgrade to Wii because we liked our GameCube games, and we wanted to have a current gen console a few years ago.
Except some of the newer Wiis that were after that couldn't play GameCube games.
Well, yeah, they took that feature out, but we were lucky enough to nag one while they still had the feature. So they can't play GameCube games, can't put the little controllers in the slots, and you can't put the GameCube memory card slots. Apparently you can't put SD cards on the Wii either, so that's a downfall. But probably the biggest one that hits the fans most is lack of internet access. That means no online Brawl, no online Mario Kart, no Netflix, Wii Virtual Console, shopping, any virtual games. Nope. All gone.
So basically, if you already have a Wii, and you maybe haven't given it away already or something, then it might be best to save the Wii and not get the Wii Mini.
Probably, yeah. I think it's a better deal. Take the $30 out of your wallet and use it to buy a regular Wii, which is a much better deal. There's no component video output for the Wii Mini, so that means a fuzzier image. That's pretty bad if you're playing Smash Brothers and the stage is really far away and the picture is as fuzzy to begin with. So that's, yeah, go for the regular Wii. Then it'll be really confusing for casual gamers and non-gamers. The Wii's main focus, actually, how they apparently won the console wars by aiming at non-gamers and casual gamers. Because there's the Wii and there's the Wii U. The Wii U, new games, same name as the Wii. The Wii, it's a new console. People are going to be seeing the release of a new console. And they're going to think, you know, they'll probably buy it for a present. They think it's a cheaper version of the Wii U that can play Wii U games. Nintendo should probably put that on the box like they did on the 2DS. I already had that discussion. So, Wii, better deal.
Okay, so there's going to be some new Wii U bundles out, like games bundled together, like Super Mario Bros. U mixed with
Super Luigi U. Yeah, Super Luigi U is going to be with Super Mario Bros. U. Actually, originally Luigi U was just an add-on to Super Mario Bros. U, but then it got its own hard copy. So you're going to get two games instead of just a measly Nintendo Land to go with your Wii U at the same price of $300. You also have the Wind Waker HD bundle, and there's a rumor of LEGO City Undercover bundle. So buy Nintendo Land, Hello Mario, and Zelda.
Now, we know there's going to be some new first-party games to be in the market soon. Let's talk about that Mario Kart 8. I'm kind of interested in how they have the, that new thing where you can drive upside down.
Mario Kart 8. Played a lot of Mario Kart 7 with our friends, and a pretty good game. Hard controls like all Mario Kart games. Haven't really played much of the series. So apparently, it's basically like the other ones, except the graphics are phenomenal, and you can ride these hover cars now, and all the features of Mario Kart 8, you know, gliding and going underwater, except you can go upside down.
You mean features of Mario Kart 7?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know.
Meant that. Except you can ride on walls, and they showed Peach riding on the walls, so I think it's like Delfino Plaza from Mario, Super Mario Sunshine. I don't know. And then they had Mario riding upside down on a 8 thing, on an 8 track, which could add a little confusion or depth to the game, whichever way you want to see it as. They have a lot of other first-party games to compete against the PS4 and Xbox One, along with their 6 consoles they're trying to scrounge together and put on the market. They got Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze,
which is coming in December.
They got Super Mario 3D World, November 22nd. And
not too long from now, actually.
Yeah. And
the new Smash Bros. Games, coming out in 2014.
Which, along with
wait.
Mario Kart 8 is also coming out in 2014. I think they said there was a rumor that Super Smash Bros. Wii and 3DS were going to be released way out of the time of each other. Like, 3 months kind of time. Or
sure,
no,
hope
6
not.
Months kind of time. If that's so, then I'm going to go for the 3DS version, because that apparently is coming out first, and then if I have a Wii U at the time, then I'll get the Wii version when I, like, 6 months after that comes out, waiting for a price drop.
Every once in a while, there's been, at least you've been telling me some of the news about, the new Smash Bros. Games roster, and how they've been confirming some veterans for staying in the games, and Sonic staying in there. You know, Mega Man showed up. There's a lot of hype for that.
Marth.
Yeah.
What?
What's wrong with Marth?
Such a girly name. I mean,
oh yeah,
he's the staple guy in the Fire Emblem, but he even looks like a girl.
Yeah, he's a guy. He looks like a girl, has a girl-like name. And the first time we ever heard of Marth, we even thought he was a girl.
So, Marth in Super Smash Bros. 4, that was very expected. It's kind of weird they didn't announce Yoshi. You know, I think they're going to, because, you know, how each release of the characters corresponds to their release of the game. You got Sonic for Sonic Lost World, Olimar after Pikmin 3, and Luigi, because it's the year of Luigi, so he could have been announced any time of the year. Marth, yeah, probably nothing going on there. But Yoshi, you know, wasn't there like a yarn Yoshi?
I think you mentioned that to me before or something.
Yeah, there's at the E3 or something like that, they announced like there's gonna be a new Yoshi game. They showed screenshots, and his little nose was coiled up with yarn. It looked like him in the world of Kirby's Dream Yarn. What was it called?
I think it was some
Epic Yarn. There,
yeah, Epic
there we
Yarn.
Go. We played a lot of Return to Dreamland, so we didn't really get to play
Epic Yarn. Yeah. Although it sounds like a fun game with some of the features it has in it.
Yeah, the two player that have the King Fluff.
Prince.
Oh,
not King.
Okay. See, that's how little I know of the game. Anyway, people are asking like Twitter, Facebook. Where's Yoshi? They're wondering where's their little green dinosaur?
I'm sure Yoshi's staying in there. There's no doubt about it that they're keeping Yoshi in there, because he's been around for the Smash Bros. Game since the beginning. And he's a really known Nintendo character. I mean, there's no way they'd be taking him out.
Yeah, especially Ness, too, they had the port of Earthbound. Or Mother 3. Forget which one. For the Wii U. People happy about that. So I don't think Lucas is going to make it.
Do you mean Lucas?
Yeah,
Did you
Lucas.
Say Luke? I thought you said
yeah.
Luke.
Lucas. I don't think he's going to make it.
Though, yeah, I guess some people are also hoping they'll take Wolf out. Because, I mean, there's like three foxes, basically, when you consider their moves.
I hope they keep Falco, because he was my favorite Star Fox character. I mean, okay, my best Smashers were Sonic, Marth, and Falco. Those are my three guys.
Falco is a popular Star Fox character, so they might be keeping him in there. Who knows?
Yeah. They're probably going to replace Wolf with Crystal, they might, because, you know, the limitations of the 3DS, they're going to have to cut the roster. That means less newcomers. If they're going to keep a bunch of staple characters of the Smash Bros. Series from Brawl, and they had 35 people in that roster. That's a lot to carry over to a small handheld like the 3DS. And you got all the extra content and the all the data from the characters and stuff. That's a lot to put into a small console. But then again, Pokemon is probably more than
they've got
like
over 700 Pokemon now, along with like all the features in the game. So I'm sure they'd be able to fit like a big roster or something.
With over 700 Pokemon, which three will we put alongside Pikachu and Smash Brothers, or if they're going to cut like the Pokemon roster? Because there's usually four, or besides the original one, there's four Pokemon in each Smash Brothers.
It's really likely they'll put Mewtwo back in, though, because, I mean, Mewtwo seems to be getting a lot of attention recently.
I hope they put that his down B you can change between forms, kind of like Zelda, so you can have an attack form, you can have a psychic form.
You mean special attack form?
Yeah. Kind of like Zelda,
melee,
where she has her little magic thingies. So we need more newcomers. I'd like Knuckles to be in there, but that's kind of a stretch, since we're thankful to at least have Sonic in there.
Tails might be a little more likely.
So, more newcomers? Any other do you want? Maybe Krom? Except he'd probably end up being either a copy of Marth or a copy of Ike. Ike was pretty good. He wasn't a copy of
Krom. Krom is an interesting character, but when you look at the Smash Bros. Games, like, you know, depending on what the most recent Fire Emblem game was, they put the star that was in that game in there, like
Roy.
What they did with Roy, and then what they did with Ike.
I hope they don't do the way what they did to Roy in Smash Bros. To Krom, because actually people kind of liked him a little better because he had some other sweet spots where he hit better than Marth, but that's not much of a difference. So, less copies. I mean, Toon Link, I was surprised they put him in here. Besides the Wind Waker HD release, he's a total copy and a complete, I'm not going to bash Toon Link.
They might change his moves a bit, though, to make it not, to make him not seem much like a copy.
Well, as I saw from the screenshots, probably not. I guess I can tolerate him as long as they don't put Rob back in, who is kind of annoying. Game & Watch might make it. Snake, slim chance, buddy. Sorry. You know, he's another third-party character. Hasn't seen another Nintendo release since Metal Gear Solid 3D Snake Eater, I think. Is that right?
Yep. I don't know. I don't really keep up with his games.
But I think he's a Sony character, right? Because when they made the All-Star Battle Royale for PlayStation, since Nintendo had Snake, they had to settle for one of the other characters in the series. So, I guess that about wraps it up for the show today. If you'd like to comment on the show, you can contact us at nintendoteens.com. And if you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. And please take a visit to our website at www.nintendoteens.com, where you can read our blog as well as access our podcast. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin McLeod, courtesy of Incompetech.com. So, do you have any closing comments, too?
No, not really.
Makes it easier for me. Well, we hope you enjoyed the show, and thanks for listening. So, until next time, stay in the game.